You know, that's just like a lady come from Abilene this week. That was really a great testimony. Two ladies came from Abilene in the rain to bring a pickup. Of course, they had the whole back. They had a little extended cab Ranger, a little Ranger pickup like mine, but it had an extended cab on it. And those ladies, of course, come in the rain. So they had all these boxes of dolls they had handmade for all these little girls in that pickup. Now, they had spent hours. They had crocheted the clothes for them. They were beautiful. Anybody in here saw them dolls? Was they beautiful? Beautiful little dolls. These women made these things and then drove a whole day of their life. You know, it's a 3-hour drive from Abilene to here. And they drove all the way from Abilene to here, brought those dolls, and then drove back in the rain. And when they were here, of course, I invited them in, you know, to have a cup of tea or whatever. And so they wanted to talk with me for a little while. So I took an hour out of my busy schedule to talk to these two ladies because they've been so nice. And I'm going to do whatever I can. And so as I'm sitting there talking to them, one of the ladies shared with me that her husband was in prison, has been for a long time. She said he'd done something bad, and so he's having to serve his term in prison. She said, now, several years ago, I was down in the South Texas, and from where I lived down there to where he was in prison, it took me 12 hours to drive there. And so she said, I had drove up and visited him. I was on the way home, and I'm saying, Lord, let me be the one to teach my husband how to walk with you. Let me be the one to teach him who you are. And she said, as if God was sitting in the front seat with me, I heard an audible voice said, how are you going to teach him to do something you've never learned how to do? She said, I thought, wow, I thought I knew who God was. I thought I knew how to love him and serve him and worship him. But she said, I heard that audible voice, just like Deborah told me she heard that one time. We know what happens when God speaks to us, don't we? She heard that voice. And she said, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I must not be doing a good job of worshiping you. So she said, I went home and I got in the book in much greater detail. I began to read it and study it and worshiped and praised him because she thought she knew how to worship and praise God. And she wanted to be the one to teach her husband how to do something. I thought to myself, you know, that'd be just like if somebody come to me whenever I was a young man and I worked on my first car. And they brought me back there and says, here's an automobile. Let me show you how to wash it. And so they did. And I learned how to wash and clean up. That's my first job in a Chevrolet dealership, learning how to wash and clean up new cars. So I didn't know anything about what made them work other than hit the starter. You hit the starter. If it starts, you know, I can back it up and go far. But under the hood, I knew nothing. So I can only imagine if they'd have brought me in and say, okay, just like the foreman did one day. When I got caught up washing cars, he said, Thurman, come up here. I got a 6-cylinder Chevrolet here. I want to do a valve job on it. I want you to pull a head off of it for me. I said, pull a head off of it? I don't know how to pull a head off of it. And so he raised the hood and said, you see those two nuts right there? I said, he said, take those off and then the valley pan will come off. I said, okay. And so I did that. And then I said, what do I do next? And he said, you see those 6 bolts right there? Take them out and the rock arms will come off and then the push rods will come off. Okay. You know, and then he says, then you take these bolts off in the head and in manifold and on and on and on. Now, can you imagine after that first day? I feel like I know everything now. Somebody comes in, I say, let me show you. I can overhaul an automatic transmission. Oh, forget it. Forget it. I couldn't even do a good job on taking a car apart. How am I going to teach you about a car when I don't know nothing? But I've had one day's work on one, so I'm supposed to know everything. No, give me a break. So when you're in the Word for a few days, you don't learn how to be a Spirit-filled Christian one day, do you? No, not hardly. It takes time. But it says in verse 6, work hard, but not just to please your master. Now, some people work hard to try to please their boss because maybe they got a good boss. Maybe they got a real good boss. He or she is an extremely nice person. They like them. And they're going to work hard to please them because they like them. But the Word of God says, employees, which I've been one most of my life with some of the company, and now that I'm still employee to the kingdom, work hard, but not just to please your master when they are watching. Now, how many times have you seen people that if the boss is walking around on the floor, man, they're working. But as soon as he goes back to his office, they're over standing talking to somebody or drinking coffee or whatever. Now, that's not the way we're supposed to be as Christians. That's worldly people. That's not us. As employees or slaves of Christ, are we employees of Christ? Yeah, absolutely we are. As slaves of Christ or employees of Christ, do the will of God with all your heart. What are you? How much are you supposed to give it? All you have. If there's anybody in the world that should be great employees, it should be Christians. I mean, I now understand why the people out there in the world said, Would you like to come to church? Blankety blank, no. I ain't going down to that blankety blank church. Too many hypocrites down there. There's two or three of them Christians work where I work. They can tell as dirty jokes as I can. They watch the same nasty television programs I do. I mean, you know, so why? I mean, I'm better than they are, and I don't go to church. Why do I need to go to church? I know one of them even runs around on his wife and talks about it at work. So I understand he ain't supposed to do that as a Christian. So why should I go down there to that crazy church? Ain't nothing down there but a bunch of hypocrites. You ever heard that statement made in your life? And unfortunately, that's true. There's a lot of them. Well, that ain't the way it's supposed to be. And that's why you don't get your prayers answered. That's why things don't go like they're supposed to, because you're not walking where you're supposed to. But he tells us, work hard, not just to please your master when they are watching, but as servants of Christ, we're supposed to do the will of God with all of our heart. This is as an employee. Now then, verses 7 and 8, work with enthusiasm. Not with grumbling and complaining. But Thurman, you don't know what he did to me. It don't make any difference what he did to you. I mean, I think about what Philip said when we was all working together on this building. Me and him was way up yonder on the top. I mean, on top of that Skytrack out there standing on a 4-inch rung, you know, 22 feet above the ground. When he says, Thurman, working with a bunch of Christian men is not like working in the world. He said, look at these guys. Everybody's doing their job. They're working so hard. There's not one single bit of grumbling and complaining. Listen at what they're doing and how they're working together and helping each other. Now, is that the way it's supposed to be? That's how we got this building up in 2 months. Now, some of you may think, well, you got it up in 2 months. You had it open 2 weeks. Now, I ain't seen no improvement since last time I was here. Well, let me tell you, it's not because I hadn't been working. I'll tell you for sure. Sometimes whenever you go into where the bathrooms are and you're plumbing in 7 bathrooms, you can work all day and all night and all day and all night and all day and all night, several days in a row, and you're putting pipes and stuff and everything, and it don't look like you've done nothing. But let me tell you, I've done something. I work. One of these days when the bathrooms are finished, you'll say, oh, he finally done something this week. Yeah, I didn't do it all in 1 week, I'll tell you for sure, but we are getting there. I am working at that with all my heart. Work with and with enthusiasm. You know, I'm praising the Lord and as I work out here, as though you were working for the Lord. In other words, work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Who are we really working for? The Lord. I mean, we are working for somebody that's our employer. Most of us are employed somewhere through some physical company. Some of you own your own company, but that's good. But if you don't, if you're working for somebody else, be the best employee those people ever had. You know, and do it with enthusiasm. You know, I mean, be enthusiastic about the Lord. You know, be on fire. Be, you know, don't grumble and complain. Work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Because technically speaking, we are working for the Lord. Remember, now this is a good verse, verse 8. Remember that the Lord will reward each of us for the good we do. Whether we are slaves or free. Now, who's going to reward us?
The Lord.
The Lord is. Now, how many of us want a reward? Hey, we all want a reward. But if we do our day every day grumbling and complaining and we're not enthusiastic about what we're doing and we're not doing a good job, what do you think we're going to get? A reward? Of course not. I mean, when you work for an employer, if you really are on fire and work enthusiastically and just do a good job. In fact, I have had people work for me here, right here. I've had people work for me. Usually sometimes it's a young person or something. Maybe we're paying them minimum wage or whatever. And somebody will come in and of course, I'm not trying to be hard on them. I just let them do whatever they want to do. I'm not trying not to be hard on people. But I've had some that just work like crazy when I'm there and when I'm not there. Then I've had others, when I walk off, they quit. And I've even had one or two of them come to me and say, why is it that when you're in there, they work so good? And when you're not there, they don't do nothing. I said, they haven't figured out yet that they're not working for me. They're working for the Lord. They haven't figured that out. And it's kind of like the little scenario that I'll never forget. The other night when I walked in and little Evelyn, Dave and Ayesha's little girl, was standing up in her, and it looked just like a prison to me. You know, that little bed that's got the little rungs all in it. You know, she's standing up there holding the rungs, looking out, just screaming at the top of her lungs. And Dave and Ayesha's both in the bedroom with her, and they're not concerned at all. They're doing something else. She's just screaming. I said, Dave, I said, what's wrong with your baby? He said, oh, Thurman, she hadn't figured out how blessed she is yet. You know, but I said, that's me. That's me. I mean, here I am, a child of God, and when something don't go just right, I'm sitting there screaming, you know, fussing about everything. And the Lord's saying, son, you hadn't figured out how blessed you are yet. You know, here I've blessed you with good health, a long life. I've given you your heart's desire. You got a house to sleep in, a bed to lay in at night. You got water that runs at the tap, both hot and cold. You got a car to drive. How much more do you want? In fact, he could say, you know, I could take that away. You know it? Ooh, that's okay, Lord. I repent. I don't want to take it away. I love having cold water at the tap when I need it, or hot water at the tap. I love walking in the kitchen and decide, let's see, what would I like? Open the refrigerator now. Which one of these would I like to eat today instead of opening it up? Or there's not a refrigerator. None at all.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.